The words that Nathan the prophet said to Jesus was very stern. After he had told his little story, you remember the story about the man who had the little lamb, and he loved that little lamb, but he was poor. And then a rich man who lived next door came and stole that lamb and slaughtered it. And David heard that story told by Nathan the prophet, and he said, "I'll kill that man." And of course, Nathan said, "Thou art the man." Well, the sternness began with pronouncements of both judgment and mercy. Because he told David, says, "God has set your sin aside, and you'll not die. But there will be serious consequences for the things that you've done." And part of the consequences, he said, "The sword will never depart from your house." Now, as I began to analyze that and try to get to the full realm of the consequences of what Nathan the prophet has just told David, because you think about the sword and what does the sword represent? Well, as I asked that question to my congregation at Freedom Road, some of them said, "Well, the sword has to do with self-defense." I said, "Yeah, that's a possibility. But the reality of the sword has to do with death." And what Nathan is saying to David, he said, there will be death in your life and in your family. This is the consequences of your sin. And there will be a terrible price to pay. Let me tell you why this is. Now you say, for this type of judgment to be done, and we know that we serve a merciful God, and it's kind of hard to think that God would just kill these people. No, if you think about the story of Job, and what happened in the story of Job, was that God just removed his hand off of Job for a while. And he turned him over to the devil, to the serpent, to do what the serpent does. And we know, because John chapter 10, verse 10 in the New Testament tells us this, that the thief, that's the enemy, that's the devil, he comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. And you've probably heard me say this before on this radio broadcast, that the devil's highest prize is death. He celebrates death. And he celebrates death to where he can enslave a person forever in his kingdom of darkness. And this is why I would never celebrate the darkness of death, because death is something that is honored and cherished by the devil himself. So, the pronouncement of death upon David and his family, and the terrible price that he will pay. And this is going to be a part of our lesson this week. This is Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.